The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 2 in our 10-part series of Basic Mindfulness and Meditation Instruction. In today's talk, we'll explore what meditation is, what mindfulness is, what they are not, and what you can expect when you try them. We begin with meditation, which is something we do. It's a form of yoga or a kind of mental awareness exercise. We set aside time, go to our mental yoga studio or gymnasium of awareness practice, and we work out. Meditation can be done while remaining still, or it can include movement. Today, we'll focus on the sitting still kind of meditation. Just as lifting weights over time produces more muscle, the result of regular mental yoga is a shift in the quality of our awareness that's called mindfulness. If you've come to this practice as a way to reduce anxiety, stress, or a way to improve attention and focus, then mindful awareness would be considered the goal of your meditation. In other words, if meditation is the exercise we do, then mindfulness is the strength that we develop. Anxiety, reactivity, distractibility, negativity, hypervigilance, anguish, and so on are all about our world of stories, concepts, and ideas. They are mental activities that carry a kind of momentum. We'd never set the goal of having these afflictive states of mind. They just seem to happen to us on autopilot. Mindful awareness is a state of being able to see clearly what our mind is doing, and when we can see the negative states of mind, we can have a choice about how to deal with them. This shift in the quality of our awareness allows us to pay attention on purpose with curiosity, openness, and a sense of ease, even when facing difficulty or conflict. Developing the mental muscle to interrupt this momentum of mind requires some form of regular mental yoga. So, now that you have a basic understanding, let's explore what meditation is not. While meditation can be restorative and quite calming, relaxed bliss or zoning out is not the goal. You may believe that your mind should stop thinking when you meditate. It doesn't work that way. In fact, when you first start trying to meditate, you'll quickly discover just how out of control your thinking mind often is. This is normal, and we'll work with this in today's guided meditation. So, what makes our minds such a mess, and what can be done about it? Our stressful world can seem like a relentless barrage of negative, unpleasant events. If you feel that your well-being is constantly being destabilized, it may simply be that your mind has never been trained to maintain its own stability. An analogy that describes our difficulty in handling stress is that of an untrained, high-strung dog behind a chain-link fence. Whatever the dog senses through sight, hearing, smell, and so forth sets it off barking and running around. It doesn't know why it's barking and running around, it just reacts, and it does this automatically, as if on autopilot. The mailman walks past, and an hour later, the dog's still barking. Someone cuts us off in traffic. Our body tenses up, we have a series of rapid-fire thoughts and emotions. An hour later, we're still tense and upset. Our world of stories, concepts, and ideas is in control. The mailman is long gone. So is the threat of the bad driver. Why are we still barking? Training the dog requires repetitive exercises. Sit. Stay. Good dog. When it wanders off, we bring it back in a friendly way. Training the mind requires repeated exercises. Sit. Stay. Good mind. When the mind wanders off into stories, concepts, and ideas about past and future, we bring it back in a friendly way to something in our direct experience. This is the very simple basis for the kind of meditation we use in mindfulness practice. Rather than training our mind to sit, we train our mind to focus on a particular thing in a particular way. We're trying to achieve some stability of awareness, and to do this, we need something in our direct experience to anchor our awareness to. This is the mental equivalent of the place we want our dog to sit. The best anchor for many of us is the sensation of breathing in our body. Breathing happens all by itself and has lots of bodily sensations associated with it. We understand that the mind wants to wander, and that wandering quality of mind isn't a problem. It's part of the exercise. Lifting weights to build muscle involves doing repeated curls. Training our mind to sit and stay requires repeated redirection from wandering thoughts back to the sensation of the breath in the body. In other words, it is the process of coming to our senses. So, with this understanding, let's do our first guided meditation. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture, keeping in mind that we're trying to pay attention, not fall asleep. Lying down is an option, but not ideal. Gently close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw. I find it useful to move it from side to side for a moment. Relax your shoulders, your belly. Become aware of your body, sitting or lying. If you're sitting, just know you're sitting. Lying down, know you're lying down. Notice or become aware of the body's posture. Notice the contact points of the body being supported. Become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. You may notice the sensation of the breath as it passes the nostrils. You may notice the movement of the chest or the abdomen. Don't force the breath. This isn't an exercise in breathing, it's an exercise in paying attention. There's no special way to breathe. Just let the breath happen on its own. As you breathe in, be aware, breathing in. As you breathe out, notice, breathing out. When the mind wanders, that's okay. Just notice that and bring awareness back to the breath in the body and begin again. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. I've been practicing meditation for more than 10 years now. I set the intention to focus, my mind wanders off into thinking, and I remember to come back to my anchor. In other words, I'm still practicing the art of getting my own dog to sit and stay. I'm a lot better at it now, and my ability to focus and concentrate is much improved, but the process stays pretty much the same. If you're skeptical about the value of all this mindfulness and meditation stuff, that's understandable. I was too. It was the scientific research that supports the many benefits of it that got me interested. This practice is a journey of self-discovery. I can't tell you exactly what mindfulness will do for you, but I have a pretty good idea. For me, this practice has been one of the most profound and positive things I've ever done in my life. In fact, I consider it more important in my daily routine than brushing my teeth. The way I look at it, I'd rather lose my teeth than my mind. The only way to find out what meditation can do for you is to practice regularly for a while, even if it's just for a few minutes a day. Then, you decide if it's worth it. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.